with New Jersey moving to end a long-time reciprocal tax agreement with Pennsylvania, Philadelphia residents who work in New Jersey may suddenly have a legal case against paying both New Jersey income taxes and the wage tax. And some Pennsylvania suburbs are pushing to claw back some of the wage tax money their residents pay to the city by enacting their own 1% tax. Philadelphia Finance Director Rob Dubo says this could add up to big losses.
The amount that we would lose if the change was implemented and every local municipality implemented a 1% tax, it would be about $180 million annually, which would have a devastating impact on our budget.
Dubo says that number is more than the city spends on arts and culture programs, commerce and economic stimulus activities, parks and rec facilities, libraries, museums, and the convention center. While Governor Christie can end the two-state tax agreement on his own, the suburbs looking to hold on to money from their commuters would need Harrisburg to change a law that's been on the books since 1930. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.